Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. If you haven't heard, Russia is being accused of blowing up their own pipeline. Seems a bit odd. And this is a pipeline, according to what I read, had been turned off a few weeks ago. So this is a pipeline that's distributing zero energy, nat gas, to Germany. And according to the EU and the central planners, Russia blew it up themselves. Weird. Not saying they didn't, but something doesn't seem right. So let's get into this article from CNBC and check it out, try to connect some dots. We've got Europe vows robust and united response to suspected sabotage of two Russian gas pipelines. So just in case you're not following the story, and when they say Europe, they're talking about the EU. And more specifically, they're talking about our good friend Ursula, who just threatened the Italians for potentially not voting for the EU-approved politician. More on that in a moment. So Ursula, the EU, vows robust and united response. But what does that mean? It seems to me that would imply some sort of aggression against Russia, which it does, because I'll bring up a tweet when she talks about this specifically. Now, it's not like the EU can drop bombs or anything on Russia. Maybe they can inadvertently, but they're talking about, I don't know, who knows, further sanctions, which, as we know, will most likely only hurt Europe. I mean, the sanctions have worked so well up until this point, right? But anything they do most likely won't work to foster peace between Russia and Ukraine. My guess is it'll exacerbate the problem. Now, you may say, George, well, it's warranted because Russia needs to be taught a lesson. And I would say, okay, and when you're talking about Ukraine, I get it. But they need to be taught a lesson for blowing up their own pipeline? You see where I'm going with this? Can you imagine some country saying that they're going to take aggressive action against the United States because Joe Biden didn't approve the pipeline going from Canada? He didn't approve the XYZ pipeline. And China saying, oh my gosh, we've got to do something about this. Or the EU, for that matter, saying, oh, this is unacceptable. We are going to take robust and united action response toward the United States and Joe Biden for closing down the pipeline project. It's surprising to me, quite frankly, that the editor would actually choose these words for the title when I don't see how this could make any sense. How does this make Europe look good that they're threatening more action against Russia because Russia blew up their own pipelines? I don't know. Maybe someone in the comments can help me understand why you would sanction someone or a country, why you would take aggressive action against a country for something that they did to their own property. Key talking points in the statement on behalf of 27 members of EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said on Wednesday that the bloc was deeply concerned about the damage to the Nord Stream 1-2 pipeline connecting Russia to Germany via the Baltic Sea. The European leaders have suggested possible sabotage, particularly as the suspected attack comes amid a bitter energy standoff between Brussels and Moscow. Right, but again, couldn't the Russians just turn off the taps? And according to what I read before, the taps on this particular pipeline where they're showing here, where it's kind of blowing up at sea, this was already turned off. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said on Wednesday that claims Russia was behind the suspected attack were stupid. I don't know if the claims are stupid, but it seems to me that threatening Russia because they blow up their own pipeline is rather stupid. But hey, I'm not a geopolitical expert. just someone who prides themselves on having a little bit of common sense and occasionally exercising the muscle of critical thinking. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. What I want to do, though, is go over to my Twitter feed and show you what Miss Ursula has been talking about. So this is the headline we just saw here from CNBC. And this is a tweet from Ursula herself regarding this pipeline debacle. And again, keep in mind, Ursula is the, I believe, the president of the EU. And she is the one that quite literally threatened Italy or the Italian citizens if they voted for the wrong person. And this was condemned by quite a lot of the actual countries that are in the EU. They didn't even like it. So this is a gal who just in the past, let's say 48 hours or the past few days, has displayed her authoritarianism, I think would be the right way to say it. But her tweet here spoke to statesman Fredrickson on the sabotage action. So notice here, she doesn't say the alleged. She says the sabotage action. Paramount to now investigate the incidents. Well, Ursula, why are we investigating when you're stating it as though you are 100% sure? See, again, contradicting herself slightly, don't you think? She's saying it in the first sentence as though it's definitive. And then she's following that up saying that they need to investigate. Again, if you're so sure, why do we need an investigation? If it's so obvious that you would use definitive statements, then why are we looking into it further? Any deliberate disruption of activity of active European energy infrastructure is unacceptable. Okay, maybe I miss, is this European infrastructure or is this Russian? Because if so, if it is European, then obviously CNBC is promoting misinformation. Because shouldn't this say Europe vows robust and united response to the suspected sabotage of two European gas pipelines? So which is it? Is it Russian or is it European? Because one of these two clowns, either CNBC or Ursula, has it wrong. Which, surprise, surprise, they're contradicting themselves. I mean, this is bizarre behavior because, I mean, let's go back to the Cerveza sickness. We never saw the central planners contradict themselves, did we? I mean, let's go back to inflation. The central planners were spot on with transitory. I mean, we've never seen them make a mistake. We've never seen them contradict one another. It's like they're just reactionary chickens running around with their heads cut off. But to a certain degree, I think that maybe the right hand isn't talking to the left as far as the politicians and the media. But I think, or I shouldn't say I think, there's potential. The effort is coordinated. It just seemed, I'll leave it at that. It just seems very suspicious that Russia blows up their own pipeline, and now all of a sudden, the gal that threatened the Italians for voting for the wrong person is now threatening Russia and saying definitively that this was sabotage, while at the same time saying that there needs to be an investigation. It goes back to what I've been saying since 2020. I don't know if the central planners and authoritarians create the crises. I'll leave that for you to decide. What I do know is the central planners are waiting to leverage and take advantage of every crisis situation. And it seems suspicious to me that they leverage each crisis so quickly. Like as soon as the crises occur, within hours, they've got a planned response. And it seems like they have a plan that was, I don't know, maybe concocted prior to the crisis occurring in the first place. It's just, again, something to think about. And the main takeaway from this story is it makes absolutely no sense. I guess what let's just kind of play devil's advocate here. The one thing that if you're going to argue this was Russia, and from what I've heard on Twitter, the argument is, well, Russia did it to their own pipeline because they want to blame the EU, and this gives them the ability to prove to their own Russian citizens why they need to not only invade Ukraine, but also invade Europe. Or they want to blame the Americans for doing this because this somehow allows them to justify World War III against the Americans. Again, maybe, but this doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because this pipeline was already shut off. So why would this, I mean, would the Russian people who are pissed off at this be any more pissed off than when we sanctioned them? But meaning, do the Russian politicians need any more cannon fodder? Do they need anything more? I mean, SWIFT, sanctions, rhetoric in the mainstream media. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you've got U.S. politicians saying that we need to assassinate Putin on Twitter. Just think about that. Just think about if there were Russian politicians that were calling for the assassination of Joe Biden. I mean, I'm no fan of Joe Biden, but that would be completely unacceptable. And I think the American people, regardless of their opinion of the administration, would also find that completely unacceptable. And so to think that Russia is sabotaging their own pipeline to make it seem as though the United States and or Europe is poking them in the eye with a stick, I think we're doing a great job poking them in the eye with a stick already. I don't know that it's possible to poke them, and China for that matter, in the eye even more. So maybe, again, who knows what they're doing? I don't know what Putin's doing. And I dislike the Russian government just as much as I dislike every other the Canadian government or the Australian government or the U.S. government. I dislike all the governments equally. I mean, they're all cut from the same cloth. But just trying to think through it through the lens of common sense, just something doesn't add up. One thing I'll leave you with, and I had this discussion with my good friend Chris McIntosh, and he's part of Rebel Capitalist Pro. He's one of my partners on there with Lynn Alden. And we were talking about the end of World War II. You guys remember the story. End of World War II, all the industrialized countries, the major players, were in shambles. Their infrastructure was, for the most part, destroyed. So the United States was the last man standing. And a lot of economists would argue this was hugely beneficial to the U.S. economy. Okay. So what happens if the United States dollar, which, oh, by the way, hit 114 and some change today. In fact, according to CNBC, it hit an all-time high, 114 on the DXY. What would be the difference between the end of World War II, the United States economy being the last man standing, and today if the dollar hit 150 or whatever the number is, 160, 170, 200, I don't know. You guys know from watching my channel the economic devastation that would occur to Britain, Europe, Japan, pretty much all of our competitors, even China. So then connecting some dots here, every single thing that's happening in the world right now, whether it's the Fed raising rates, the interest rate differential, whether it's a lack of collateral in the Eurodollar system, which basically is a lack of confidence, it's increased counter, it's an expression of increased counterparty risk. And you could say Russia blowing up their own pipeline, or at least Ursula blaming Putin for blowing up his own pipeline. All of these things create a tailwind for the dollar internationally relative to other currencies, not so much goods and services here in the United States, obviously, but against other fiat currencies, pushing the dollar closer and closer to a point where it would destroy other economies, just like bombs destroyed them in World War II. Some food for thought. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. I'll see you on the next video.